Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie wrote in over the weekend and says, I lost it on my mom for constantly bending the rules with my kids. And now I have some regrets about that. I'm very interested on this segment today to see how many people are going to agree with Jamie.
Yeah.
But to take a listen to the message, because she wrote in and says, I'm hesitant to have you air this, but if you can just call me Jamie, I think that would make me more comfortable. I had an anger outburst on Friday, totally lost it with my mom. And I feel terrible about it now, but I feel like I had a right to be mad. I know the way I handled it and lost control was certainly not the best. I got upset because every time my children want to stay with her, I know there are absolutely no rules at her home. Literally, my children can do everything and anything they want, and she will always bend to all of their requests, whether I tell her not to or not. For example, if they're hungry, she will literally go to three different drive-thrus to get them each different food.
Come on.
If that is what they wish. I appreciate the love she has for them, but I don't always agree with the way she shows it. Yesterday, I was going to pick them up from her house, and I asked her to tell them to be ready for when I arrived. I get to her house, and absolutely neither one of them is ready. Right off the bat, she gives me the excuse that I already know how my children are and that they didn't want to listen to her and they were too busy playing their games. I told her she needed to set limits, that she was the adult in the situation. Long story short, I crossed the line when I raised my voice and I let everyone have a piece of my mind, including my mother. And I also told my mom that if she did not put limits on my kids and was not able to control situations, that I would no longer let them go to the house whenever they asked to go. So she let my son eat cake for breakfast. And I also found out she allowed him over 8 hours of screen time on his Xbox. It doesn't help that coincidentally, every time my kids go to her house, they end up fighting between them or beating up each other or getting too rough with one another, etc. It just seems out of control. Would love parents to weigh in on this. Advise what you think is best here. How do I handle this situation with my mom when it comes to my kids?
Everyone's getting too soft. Like, when this mom was growing up with her mom, who is now watching her own children, she would never do this for her.
No, of course.
Oh, you want McDonald's French fries, but a Burger King burger? Okay, we'll go to two different spots. What?
I don't think you can have it both ways here. If your mom is watching your kids for free, I don't think you have a right to complain. It is what it is.
That is kind of true, though. That is kind of true.
585-252-9800. What do you guys think?
Because she easily could just be like, okay, you don't like it? See ya.
But she clearly needs the help.
Clearly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know, man. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I feel like this is going to go in one direction, but I could be totally wrong.
This person says, that's what grandmas are for. My mom does the same thing with my kids, and I'm okay with it. This person says, she has no right to bitch and complain when her mom is doing her a favor and treating her kids like absolute royalty. What does she want them to do? What does she want her mom to do? Treat them like crap? I don't even think it's like necessarily that. I think it's more so like just finding that balance between like a spoiled brat and not being cared for at all. It's a beautiful in between the center right there. But yes, this person is right. That's what grandmas are for. But it also sets unrealistic expectations, in my opinion, and sets them up for failure.
Yeah. Denise is texting in and says, tell your mom she's being selfish. Your kids, your rules. If she can't respect that, then simply tell her she is no longer going to be able to watch your kids. Wasn't expecting that. Kim says, sorry, but you're in the wrong here. Are you paying your mom a fair market rate to watch your children? If not, you can't micromanage her. It sounds like you lost your temper because your children were playing happily at their grandma's house. But that's what grandmas are for. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. Your thoughts?
So the mom is not in the wrong at all. She is totally right.
Okay, interesting. Tell us why.
She has every right to put her foot down with her mother, because not only are they her children, she got to parent her daughter the way that she wanted to parent her, and now it is her daughter's turn to parent her kids the way she wants to. Mm-hmm. But can we talk about the fact that nobody talks about, the grandparents are there for the grandkids, but shouldn't you still be supporting your own child as well? Like, you are still a support system for your adult child.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if they need support and need, you know, you to watch them or for them to come hang out with you, you should still abide by their rules. The way that I have it set up, my actual mom isn't even in my daughter's life because she's a horrible person.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure there's another word you wanted to use for that, but okay. Thank you, though.
My aunt is actually my daughter's Nana.
Okay.
So she makes sure to ask me every time, is there anything new that's going on? Like, what are your current, rules with
what are the boundaries?
Your daughter?
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
So
she's very supportive of that, and she makes sure to always remind me, I'm not just here for your daughter, I'm also here for you, which is a huge help. And I feel like people forget that. Like,
yeah, you got a point on that one, I will say. She's not going to go to 4 different drive-thrus, right, to treat your kids?
Right.
Well, maybe they will. I don't know.
And don't get me wrong, she still spoils my daughter to no end, but that's okay because she also follows my boundaries.
Right.
Right.
That's
you
a
can
good point.
Still spoil someone's kids and be a grandparent and be, not their full-time parent and still have boundaries.
Bethany, this text coming in that I want to run by you because it's echoing what you're saying immensely. Grandmas are there to spoil the kids, but also need to respect mom's rules and need boundaries. It makes it harder for mom after leaving grandma's.
Oh my gosh, they will come home terrors if they don't.
Well, that's I appreciate you. Thank you so much for weighing in. I love your angle on this one. Let me go over to another caller here. Hi, PXY, who's this?
Hi, my name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. You're live. Go ahead.
Okay, so I would like to weigh on this only because a mother of 4, grandmas are supposed to be fun. Yes, they're supposed to be rules within limits, but to be upset because they had more screen time or they're like fighting, they're going to be siblings. I grew up in a house with nothing but sisters. I have 4 kids. That's what we do. That's what they do. It's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. I think this like micromanaging to like be a helicopter parent and like you have to live in this military style like structure of a home, they're going to resent going home. They're going to resent their parents as they get older.
Correct.
Enjoy them while they're little. Let them be kids. Who cares? And you know what? If they want to go to 2 different restaurants for dinner, guess what? I'm going to hop in my car and go to 2 different restaurants for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's nice just to show them that you love them and support them and whatever it is that they want. It doesn't matter if, they're arguing and fighting or they're not following 100% of the rules. It's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Yeah.
That's
for
it.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. We love the passion this morning.
Oh, yeah. You're really going for it. We love that for you.
Absolutely. Like I said, mother of 4, I enjoy every bit of it. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, enjoy it. They're going to grow up so quick. Don't they, Breeze?
They sure do. I love you, Brett. Have a good one.
Crystal says she can't be both. And last time I checked, and feel free for anyone to correct me on this one, grandmas are the hallmark of permissive. You went to grandma's house for comfort and candy and basically to be pampered. You can't expect for a grandma to be able to keep your kids in check for you. Your mom is watching 3 kids for free. The audacity to get mad about these rules is mind-blowing. That's from Crystal. This is kind of split down the middle. Let me get to one more caller here. PXY, what's your name?
Andy.
Hey, go ahead, Andy.
So here's the thing. I think it's because it's like a cycle that like your grandparents when you were a kid did it for you. And your parents got pissed off at them for doing it. And it kind of comes back full circle.
Yeah.
So I can see where everybody's coming from. But with me, I deal with a narcissistic grandmother.
Okay. Your mom or mother-in-law?
My mom.
Okay.
So when she doesn't follow our rules and she just thinks she can do whatever she wants, it's a little different. And then when she comes to our house, she thinks that she can just have whatever she wants,
What are the repercussions of that?
Yeah.
So we try and get her back into our routine of what we do at home.
Does she listen, though?
So, yeah, she does. So, like, it takes her, like, an hour to adapt back to what we do. And then when she goes to another house, she goes by their rules. So it kind of messes with the kid's head.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, that's really what it comes down to, and that's what a lot of people here are saying. Andy, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. So as far as our friend Jamie here from Irondequoit, it sounds like there's a lot of people saying, hey, you can't have it both ways, but it also sounds like, hey, they are your kids. Mm-hmm. You got to set some boundaries with your mom, and if she doesn't like it, well, if you could afford to not,
right?
I don't know, right. Like this person, not go to grandma's anymore.
This person actually writes a pretty good rule of thumb. My mom does this, and I taught this to my kids as well. What happens at grandma's stays at grandma's. They understand they will not be getting that same treatment at home because it is different.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, too. Hit the hammer on this one.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Sure, it's a passion topic for most people.
Clearly, and I understand that. I see, like, when my niece and nephews come over to my mom's house.
Right.
My mom, as a grandmother, spoils them, but my mom never crosses any boundaries with my sister-in-law.
Right.
She understands, and she'll be open as far as communication. Hey, what can they have? What can they not? I'm learning so much.
Yeah, we both are. We both very much
Thank you, guys. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting the 3 today on 98 PXY.